Blog Talk Radio. and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Hope you're having a great day out there, ladies and gentlemen. We've been having a great day here on this beautiful Sunday in this great state of Georgia. We hope you're having a great day as well. And hey, that was the great, late, great George Duke, 500 Miles to Go. I love that song. It's such power in that song. Great opening song as well. Hey, this is Power Connections, and we're just excited about you today. And we're just going to not be with you long today. We had a couple of guests, but just things changed today a little bit on programming and scheduling. That's okay. But we're going to highlight Mr. Shane Ram today. He's executive CEO coach for CEO, two CEOs, excuse me, executive coach to CEOs, senior leaders, and to entrepreneurs and senior leaders. He's an educator. He also has HR background and a business consultant, author, and global keynote speaker. So I'm not sure. We were trying to catch up with Mr. Shane Ram, so we hope that he'll call in. And if not, we'll keep it moving and kind of give you a little background about him. But anyway, hey, this is Kevin Vaughn with you guys. Trust that you're having an awesome, awesome, productive day. Hope that you're serving God, ladies and gentlemen. Hope that you get to know God through his son, Jesus Christ, and precious Holy Spirit as well. We want to acknowledge him all the time, ladies and gentlemen. So we're just excited about what God is doing in your life. And we want to make sure God gets credit for everything. I don't care what is going on. You better give God some praise today in your life. You got to keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. You got to keep it moving. As you know, the sun and the rain come down on all of us, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you're doing. So you got to keep it moving no matter what is going on in life. So we thank God for who he is and what it's all about. And as my pastors would say, it's not that serious. Sometimes it ain't that serious, right? Just keep it moving. We're working on that one too as well. So God bless you today. Hey, real quickly, guys, what is Power Connections? Hey, this is where you guys can come in. You know, you can give me a call. Give me a call at 404. Text me at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, and be a part of the program. This is where we highlight people like yourself, people, movers and shakers, authors, people who are, you know, got a book, you got a play, you got a new business, or you have a business idea that you've released already, things like that. So whatever you are doing out there, we'd love to have you come and be a part of the programming and let us know what you're doing. Because we're looking for entrepreneurs, right? Business owners, authors, as I mentioned earlier. You know, if you're into acting, as you probably know, acting is going real well. If you're into directing movies, anything that you're doing positive, on a positive note, you may be a doctor and a lawyer. We'll talk about health and wellness. We'll talk about the changes in law. We'll talk to teachers. We love our teachers, our nurses, and our doctors. Talk about healthcare as well. So whatever you guys think, you know, we want to highlight you guys really well so we can promote you on the network. This is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. I love it. Yeah. So yeah, let's talk about let's just talk about our guest. I don't know if you'll have time to call in or not because everybody's busy. I love it. So hey, we're highlighting Shane. That's S-H-A-N-E, Ram. He is a strategist. He's an executive coach to CEOs, senior leaders, and entrepreneur educators, and HR and business consultant author. And I'm just going to go down and read some of his awesomeness here. He looks like he's an author as well. So he's got a book out there called Why Managers Rather Die Than Be Good Leaders. Shane talks about that. And I'm just going to read some of this information. It said, did you know that despite all leadership books, leadership gurus, leadership programs, leadership models, leadership is still the biggest challenge in organizations face the people of perspective? What common problems are caused by poor leadership skills? Of the most problem areas that he has brought up as well, we're going to talk about real quickly. So some of them, wow, this is pretty cool because he's got them listed here. And we're going to go through that. So Shane actually helps you get better in your leadership, right? So he has listed here on his LinkedIn site. We're highlighting Shane Ram. He's a strategist for business, business coach for CEOs and senior leaders and so forth. But on LinkedIn, ladies and gentlemen, Shane, S-H-A-N-E, Ram, R-A-M. You can go look him up on LinkedIn. And but he talks about that. We're going to talk about this very quickly, too, because we're not going to be with you guys long today on this network. But a list of common problems supervisor managers experienced in their leadership skills are lacking. The biggest one, at least at the top of the list, is communication issues. Now, without a doubt, if you're obviously, if you're a leader, you got to be able to communicate with not only your team, but also those who you are leading as an organization. I don't care if it's 5 to 5,000 or 500,000 for that matter. So you've got to be able to do that. You know, our government, I don't know how big our government is. I don't know if it's got 30,000, 40,000, whatever, in certain areas of government. But obviously, communication is the key. You've got to be able to communicate, right? You've got to be able to communicate, whether it's via email, whether it's a letter, policies and procedures. Obviously, you have meetings, right? You have staff meetings. You have manager meetings. You have maybe corporate meetings as well, along with the company meetings where you invite everybody to hear what the vision and the mission of the company is. So you got to be able to do that, right? Hey, the next one is conflict. You know, leaders got to be able to handle conflict, right? Unfortunately, that's part of life. It's part of what you would do. Got to have policies and procedures in place, along with lawyers, I'm sure, lawyers and HR people that know what conflict resolution is as well. Difficult employees, unfortunately, that's a big part of it as well. You got to be able to handle and have policies in place for difficult employees. Very, very important there as well. And of course, resistance to change, right? You got to be able to do that as well. So we're kind of excited about that. So resistance to change is very, very, very important to make sure that leadership knows how to do that as well. So get excited about that, guys. Hey, so, hey, we're talking about the leadership skill. We're actually highlighting Mr. Shane Ram's business model. It's one of my guests that I had called, but we didn't get the chance to link up. So, you know, we can always still highlight him anyway off the network. So Shane Ram, ladies and gentlemen, we're highlighting Shane Ram. Go to LinkedIn to hear more about what Brother Shane is doing. But he does coaching to CEOs, senior leaders, and entrepreneurs and educators, and even in HR. So we're kind of excited about that as well. So looking really good there. So yeah, very, 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 very good. So we're just excited about what he's doing there. That's great. Hey, so anyway, hey, as we continue, low employee morale, right, is another one that Shane talks about in his network there. Shane talks about low employee morale. That means you got to keep your people excited, right? Somehow you got to do that. leadership involves them somehow. You know, there's all kind of ways to do that, but you got to know the pulse. You got to know the emotions. You got to know the, what I say, the rhythm. I call it the rhythm of your business, right? So you got to be able to do that as well, the rhythm of your business. So you got to be able to handle low employee morale. And part of that maybe is through communication, right? Just knowing a little bit about your, and of course, HR helps there, and sometimes your managers and directors help you there as well. So low morale is another one. Hey, Shane also teaches about lack of responsibility and no initiative. That's part of leadership as well. He's got all of this. These are some of the areas that leadership needs to have. And even in your own business, guys, you need to consider that, right? Even in your own business, you need to consider these areas if you're leading more than one person. That is yourself, you know, other than yourself in this area as well. So we talk about that. Hey, we're highlighting on Power Connections tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Shane Ram. He is a strategist for coaches. He coaches CEOs, senior leaders, and entrepreneurs. And we're reading right from his LinkedIn page on leadership today. So we really want to encourage you guys to get in touch with Shane. Of course, he can give you more details about his business as well, but we were working on trying to get him online, but we just didn't connect for some reason. We've been connecting all week, but for some reason, we didn't get a chance to connect today. So you guys want to do that as well. Get in touch with Shane Ram if you need some leadership skills and discussion on that area. Now, our next area that Shane talks about is low motivation, right? Low motivation. Again, leadership has to be able to produce better motivation out of their employees, out of their team. I like to call them a team, really. I know we all work for somebody, but need to call them a team, right? So low motivation is another thing that that leadership has to be able to address. How about this one, guys? Problems managing peers, right? Problems managing peers. You got to deal with all that. The key is, I think one of the keys is keeping communication open, right? That was one of the first parts of what Shane been talking about is communication issues. So you got to be able to manage that through problems with managing peers. And that's all through communication, teamwork, and so forth as well. Also, too, rotten attitudes or negative attitudes, we can call. And then lastly, but not least, is poor relationships. Let's go back to rotten attitudes. That equates to negative attitudes. You know, you got people that talk about the company that's paying them every week or every month. So, you know, it's amazing. So you can't be talking about the very company that you're working with and that's helping you grow, helping take care of your family. How about this? Helping you keep the lights on in your home, not be homeless in a few days. So very important, guys, that we look at that as well. So rotten attitudes. And then last is poor relationships. And again, I think leadership has to deal with that as well, having poor relationships. And I think part of it is inclusive. You got to include your employees, right, or your team into the process, right? You got to let them know they're a part of the process because that's their life. You know, people are living their life in your business, if you will. So if you're a leader and have more than one person, they count on you to be successful in that area, right? If you do your best and show them the way to build their your business model and also to move forward as well. So that's very, 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 very important too as well. Hey, guys. Hey, we've been talking about Shane Ram's strategy. He's on LinkedIn. That's S-H-A-N-E, Ram, on LinkedIn. Check him out. He's an executive coach to CEOs, senior leaders, and entrepreneurs and educators and HR specialists and so forth as well. So he's got some serious background there, and he's got some good stuff on his website that will help you in your leadership skills as well. Pretty extensive. We're not going to read all this today, but I did want to highlight him today as we move forward. This is our what we call our 15 minutes. Of highlighting on the power connections. This is our power leader today. Our power leader is Mr. Shane Ram, another awesome individual. We've been talking. I don't think we've had a chance to talk on the phone because of our schedules, but Shane really gave me some good highlights there that say, hey, I'd like to have him on the show because of his strategy and planning skills as well for leaders around the country. So Shane's got some books out there, I believe, as well. He is a founder and CEO of his network there. He's been around for a minute there as well. But also, he's the founder and chief of Happiness Engineer, Scientific Happiness by Shane Ram. He's got a book out on that as well. So he's international. He's probably flying somewhere around the country, around the world right now, maybe doing his thing. So we love to have you guys check him out. Hey, we're highlighting on Power Connections. We're highlighting Mr. Shane Ram. S-H-A-N-E, Ram. He is executive coach on Power Connections. Ladies and gentlemen, we're highlighting him today. He's executive coach to CEOs, senior leaders, and entrepreneurs, educators, and HR and business consultant. He's an author and a global keynote speaker. So that's pretty cool. When you become a keynote speaker, you know, that's really good. So we thank God for Brother Shane, and we also pray for his traveling as he goes around the country. But we just lift our hands up there to you there, Brother Shane. Thank you so much, man. Great job. Great job. Yeah. All right. Hey, guys, we're going to get out of here. We're not going to keep you long. We just wanted to hit it and quit it today. This is Power Connections, where we bring in powerful people to connect you to that are in leadership, that has a skill, business, entrepreneurs, educator, business consultants, whatever that area is, ladies and gentlemen. So we're just excited about what happens in that area. So we're going to get ready to get out of here because we got things to do, places to be today as well. And we just thank God for you guys. And we thank God for you being with us today. Hey, this is Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections. Get ready to roll out of here, guys. We got to get ready for another rest of the evening here. And guess what? We got to get ready for the rest of the week. Hey, we want you guys to have a great day, great week. This is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. We'd love to have you call in. Give me a call, guys, if you want to be on the program. 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Give me a call. Text me, say, Kev, check me out. I'd like to be on the program with you. Hit it and quit it on Power Connections. Hey, once again, Kevin Vaughn, 404-401-0233. You guys have a great rest of the day and a great rest of the week. But guess what, guys? Before we leave you, hey, I want you to know that these three things real quick, always, always, always out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other. We'll see you next time on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. God bless you, man. Take care of yourself now. Bye-bye.